I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Many people are attracted to the idea of sustainable communities where food and energy are produced nearby and there is a vibrant local economy. But a Utah man's vision of building such a community on thousands of acres in central Vermont is causing a stir among residents. VPR's Steve Zind reports.
An inquisitive librarian in Sharon first unearthed this story after she noticed a couple of significant land purchases in her town by a foundation based in Provo, Utah. Nicole Antal soon discovered other purchases in the neighboring communities of Tunbridge, Royalton, and Stratford, all made since last fall and totaling 900 acres. Antal started looking for information about the foundation, which is called New Vistas.
So I just Googled their names and stumbled upon their website, which described their whole philosophy and the project.
The project, which Antal described in an article first published on the Upper Valley news site Daily UV, envisions purchasing 5,000 acres of land in Vermont to build a community of 15,000 to 20,000 people. When the article came out early last week, it sparked a lot of debate.
I haven't been able to go in my community and people not talking to me about this project, and there are usually very negative comments.
Most unsettling for people was the idea of a community of 20,000 that would spring up among existing ones with much smaller populations. The property purchases took place quietly, but the person behind them is happy to talk. David R. Hall is president of New Vistas Foundation. His vision is to create a completely self-contained settlement. Assets are owned by the community at large, and housing, energy, food, industry, jobs, schools, and healthcare are all produced or provided locally.
20,000 people in 3 square miles is very radical. How do you actually grow all the food you need, have all the jobs you need, have a bustling economy, have social structures that don't break down? How do you make that work?
Those are questions the 69-year-old Hall has been grappling with for decades, and he has money to devote to solving them. Hall's father invented the synthetic diamond, and Hall says he made his own fortune developing drilling technology. Hall is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. He often refers to a document written by church founder Joseph Smith in 1833, which describes an ideal community. Hall says his communities would not be religious, though, and he acknowledges the ideas may seem out of left field.
Okay, you may not think that way now, but your children's children will think that way, okay? And science and engineering are going to prove that your current approach is very bad for the earth and for people.
As a boy, Hall visited the Joseph Smith birthplace in Sharon, which is why the foundation is buying land in that area. Hall says he's far from building his first community. He's working at the foundation's 200-acre Utah headquarters to design the many systems he'll need for his sustainable town. For example, there's a design for a toilet that uses foam instead of water.
Plus, while we're at it, we build into that toilet all kinds of smart sensors so that it's your daily nurse. It's monitoring your health. It knows from your waste products what you ate.
Hall says a New Vistas community in Vermont could be decades away.
What we'll hope to do in Vermont, you know, before it's a full community, is at least try some of the gardening systems and the greenhouse systems before 20 or 30 years are gone.
The community Hall hopes to build would be in, but in many ways separate from the towns where he's buying land. It would have its own economy and system of governance. If the word utopian comes to mind, it's one Hall steers clear of.
Utopia is just that, unachievable. So, no, we're not going there at all.
For the moment, Hall says the foundation will continue to buy land. Residents of the four towns will be watching to see how much the foundation purchases and the impact it has on property values. Sharon Select Board Chair Kevin Blakeman is a local realtor. He says the foundation has purchased land just up the road from him and is buying property at or near the asking price.
There is concern that it will set some kind of precedent or affect the taxes, because properties have now sold for that price, and that's how taxes are set. The fact that he has so much money, nothing wrong with that, but he's in a different league than a lot of other people.
Meanwhile, David Hall says his daughter will be moving to Vermont, and he'll be visiting more often. He says in addition to buying land, he's interested in helping restore historic buildings in the villages near his planned community. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.